time to talk Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series on the team.
And joining us right now on the team line, he's in his second year coaching the Iowa Western Reavers. He's been to Grand Junction before, though, winning a championship with Yavapai in 2016. Iowa Western coach Ryan Kogel joins us. Ryan, appreciate the time. It's been a while. How you doing?
Jim, I'm well, thank you. Yeah, it has been. It's been too long.
It has been too long, and like I said, it's been 2019 since the Reavers have been here, but it's now a couple of years into your time coaching out at Iowa Western, and kind of take us through what that's been like for you the last 2 years coaching this ball club.
Yeah, not quite too full. Last year, first year, and last year was, 90 miles an hour in the left lane for sure. I mean, grateful Mark Reardon and his staff left it in pretty good shape, and then obviously the transition in was as smooth as could be with our leadership and their support, but still 90 miles an hour in the fast lane. So this year's been a little slower, a little more controllable, and a little more able to, plan it and kind of make it yours. But, long story short, I mean, it's good baseball, and it's great resources, and obviously enjoying our players to date.
You mentioned this is your second season coaching at Iowa Western now, all that time out at Yavapai. As I mentioned, you won a title in 2016. Mark always had the attitude, though, of playing teams in the West, getting out of the state of Iowa, playing the best competition. You've continued that trend as well, Ryan. But when you have your ways of doing things, your philosophy, but how important was it to have those three championships there that Mark won, and having the table really kind of nicely set for you to come in and take over this program?
Well, I've done something similar at Yavapai, where I took over for Sky Smelter, who had a lot of success. He was the all-time wins leader at Yavapai. So, I guess getting around the right people and learning from that situation where, much younger, never been a head coach before, taking over a program from Sky, who'd been to Grand Junction himself. And, the urge is maybe to not do it your way. And similar urge, similar experience taking over here at Iowa Western for Mark. And Mark, good coach, and you feel like, yourself, you look in the mirror, you had some success, and you learn from do's and you learn from don'ts. But I think ultimately you just got to do it your way. And that was the biggest experience, and I spoke with Mark briefly and spoke with Rob Fournier, who went with Mark over to Western Kentucky, and those guys were supportive, and they said something very similar, that the transition they're going through there. So, like, I think as coaches, that's the only thing you can do is do it your way, and whether you have success or failure, at least you're responsible for it.
Ryan Kogel, head coach of Iowa Western, joining us on the Jim Davis Show. And that was the question I was going to ask you, is you've done this before. You took over at Yavapai. They had a long history of winning. It went back a little bit farther than the gap between the last win at Iowa Western. Are there any similarities, major differences between what you took over from John Wente and what you took over from Mark Reardon, as opposed to just geographic location?
Well, yeah, I mean, again, I think if you're at a good program and if you have tradition, you're taking it over from not only the previous staff, and but previous staffs, plural. Gary Ward, who got the program started at Yavapai, Dangler and Sosby, and you just keep on going. There are a lot of very successful head coaches prior to Sky Smelter, and then prior to me when I took over for him. So, and the same thing at Iowa Western, right? Like, this thing started a long time ago, and there's been a lot of really good players and a lot of really good coaches. And then obviously, the most recent is in our mind, but you feel fortunate, but you also feel like, again, you have an opportunity, and the best way to take advantage of an opportunity is to kind of do it your way and have your organization and have your goals and have your mission and have your process. So the experience that I had, fortunate enough to be a young head coach and take over for Sky, who I'd known at Yavapai, probably was the greatest asset in coming into this transition for sure.
Ryan Kogel, coach of the Iowa Western Reavers, the number one team in the Division I junior college baseball rankings, joining us today, 32-5. You've won 15 straight. You've had an incredible start to conference play in the Iowa Community College Athletic Conference. I believe 16-0 in conference right now. It's been a fantastic start, Ryan, for the Reavers here in 2024.
It has, and I think probably, well, I know definitely the biggest reason I'm enjoying this team isn't necessarily the wins and losses, although winning is fun, right? The biggest reason I'm enjoying this team is because they're handling success. So I guess what I mean by that is they're able to keep the faith that they need to continue to get better, and winning isn't the end mission to date. It's the continuous process of getting better so that you can win, you know, at the end. And so they'll come in and they'll work after winning a game, or they'll come in and work after winning a game and not playing to their potential. And so they've really done a good job of their maturity of breaking down and just learning to play the game, and things that they, as I say, things you stink at, just try not to stink at it so much.
I like that. Yeah, just try not to stink so much. Ryan Kogel, coach of Iowa Western, joining us in the program today. The Reavers, the number one team in the latest Division I NJCAA baseball poll. And like your predecessor, Mark Raritan, playing really good competition. Teams that come to Grand Junction and win titles on a frequent basis. Weatherford College has been here. You opened up with them, and they were here just this last season at the Junior College World Series. You had a couple with McLennan, which won a title when Mitch Thompson was there. Travis Lalleman, Crowder College, they come here on a fairly frequent basis. You played against them and had some success in that series against the Rough Riders. And then Lefty Burroughs out at Arkansas City, Kansas, Cali College, which, of course, has been a runner-up here in Grand Junction and also a champion as well with his brother Dave. You played some really, really good teams, Ryan, to start out the season. And like you said, the record is certainly proof that you have a quality ball club with that 32-5 mark.
You know, I appreciate that. I think the things that you do in the preseason, it is absolutely play good competition. But the reason I appreciated the pre-conference schedule was Weatherford plays a different style of baseball than McLennan. And then Cali plays a different style of baseball than Crowder. And so you're able to really get a test of not only what you have as a team. I mean, you know when you go out that you're a good club and these other teams are good clubs, but it's more about the dynamics and the little things of, you know, how are you going to handle Cali in hitters counts? How are you going to handle Crowder in hitters counts? And those are two completely different teams. Cali was patient and Cali sprayed the ball around the park and played really good defense. And Crowder, man, buckle up if you got a hitters count. And then, you know, you go down there to their environment in Weatherford and in Texas down in Tyler when we played them. And that was what was probably the most valuable our preseason or our pre-conference games is you're playing the ultimate dynamics of baseball. Teams that run, teams that bunt, teams that pitch, teams that, you know, don't strike out, teams that may strike out, but you better buckle up if you got a hitter's count. So I guess my point is we were able to learn about a lot about our team, and then we were able to see that probably our biggest asset and our biggest strength is our own diversity within our club, our depth, you know, are the dynamics that we can play. We can have some power stuff come out of the bullpen, or we can just kind of navigate the strike zone a little bit. We can run some speed out, and then we can kind of run some guys that may strike out, but in our own right may handle hitters counts really well. So that's probably the greatest thing going into the conference schedule, which, you know, there's some pretty good baseball in Iowa as well. Yeah, I mean, scoreboard aside, we were happy to be able to evaluate that stuff.
How do you carry those lessons forward from early February to where you do see some very talented pitching where you beat McLennan, but you end up having 18 strikeouts against a really decent pitcher there, but also other times you get into some other series, you're scoring 90 runs over the course of a weekend to maybe where the pitching isn't as good. How do you carry those lessons forward for 2 or 3 months when you're not necessarily facing the same caliber pitching deeper into the season as you did at the start?
Yeah, great question. I think the lessons learned is figuring out people's identity. So as soon as our players can get comfortable with their skill set and their identity. Now you know how to use them and where to play them and how much to play them and what roles to play them in, and then they have some expectation with that. So life gets a little easier. The game gets a little easier when you just try to do what you're good at and you stop trying to do what you're not good at. And, you know, sometimes it takes a little bump on the chin to figure that part out. And, you know, the team aspect comes in where, you run out and you face a really good arm in McLennan or the Tyler series, and you do get popped in the chin a little bit, but you find a way to overcome it and give your team success. So I think to answer your question, the lesson is ongoing, and that is figure out who you are as a team. In order to do that, you got to figure out who your individuals are. And in order to do that, they have to trust who they are. And it takes success and failure for that to buy in. But I think ultimately when these guys sit back and take out a note card and write down who they are as a player, their skill set, or, you know, their strengths and their own, their strengths towards not only their own individual success, but the team success, then now you got something brewing, and now you can manage a roster and manage a team.
Iowa Western head baseball coach Ryan Kogel with us today, the number one team in the Division I NJCAA baseball poll, with us on the Team Sports Network. Now that you've been out in Iowa for a while, and you reference the good competition that's in the state of Iowa, you know, for so many years, nobody from Iowa could win here in Grand Junction until Mark Reardon changed that dynamic with what Iowa Western has been able to do, 3 national championships during Mark's run there. Now that you haven't been out there for a long time, Ryan, but kind of give me a comparison a little bit of what you're seeing from, you play obviously great non-conference competition, we talked about that, but what about baseball in the state of Iowa at the junior college level? Do you see that being comparable to other programs from Texas, from, of course, out in Arizona, your old stomping grounds? Is that level of competition comparable to what you see in terms of your non-conference? Because it used to always be the case where northern teams, now the Midwest, just didn't come out here and fare very well, but certainly Iowa Western's changed that. Wabash has also changed that story as well, coming out of Illinois.
Yeah, another good one. I think it's apples and oranges a little bit, meaning, you know, out west, specifically in Arizona, if you're referring to that, you had 7 Division I NJCAA schools in that Arizona conference. And so in Iowa, it's 3. And the Division II part of our conference in Iowa makes up the majority of our conference. And so what you're seeing is a lot of programs make national attention and national rankings. And then obviously at Southeastern, who fared really well in the Division II World Series last year. Kirkwood's been there. Iowa Central's been there. DMAC, Des Moines area's been there. And so I guess that's what I mean with a little bit of the parity in the conference. And division aside, you're getting tested day in and day out. And then you also see, I think, growing up in the Midwest, I didn't have this advantage when I was growing up. I think you're seeing the lengthen out and of the baseball season. Obviously, in Iowa, we have summer high school baseball, but with Omaha growing right next door to us, and with the Midwest baseball growing, I guess what I mean by growing is an increase of indoor facilities and an increase of exposure through facility growth to where guys, young men, can get out and at least train, compete on some level close to year-round if they so choose. I think that's why you see a lot of increase in the parity of specifically Midwest baseball. But good baseball is good baseball, Jim. I mean, I don't care what your zip code is, and I guess that would be my answer to your question is, good baseball is good baseball, and you know, how sunny or how warm it is in February has some to do with it, but probably not as much as some people might think.
Ryan Kogel, coach of Iowa Western, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. Let's talk about your ball club, which is off to, like I said, a great start. Number one team in the nation, 32-5 record, undefeated in conference play. Your club hitting .380 right now, and that's always been kind of the norm for Iowa Western, always a great offensive club. And you've got some guys that have really been swinging it. For example, A.J. Singer's got 46 RBIs for you on the season, 6 home runs. Kyle Havidstein, am I getting that right?
Vidston,
H is silent. Vidston, thank you.
Like the Viking, yeah.
All right. Kyle Vidston, thank you. I appreciate that. 48 RBIs. He's got 13 home runs to lead your team. And then you've got Jackson Sorensen with 49 ribbies to lead your ball club in that category. He's got 4 home runs. Those three players have really had impressive starts to the season at the plate.
Yeah, this is the only thing I wasn't looking forward to this conversation was when we get into the individual side of things. I mean, it's so hard for me. Obviously, the numbers speak for themselves, but there's a lot. There's just not a hitter on our roster that if he's got to be in a lineup or I got to, you know, sub him in or something, I'm sitting there shaking in my boots. It's just very deep. It's very dynamic. You know, Vidston and Jackson, Smith, Braden Smith and Singer. And now once you go there, you got to go to Josh Wakefield. And then you got to go to, you know, other everyday players and Eli Horner and then our catchers. You just got to keep going. So it's tough for me to talk about the individual performances because it's just the last thing that our guys talk about. And that's pretty unique, especially in the junior college world where a lot of times it's one and done. And you got to get your stats so you get your exposure, and they get all that. But it is an offensive club, and Miles Kaiser, who runs our offense and really handles the offensive development side of things. Again, he's with me in year two coming from Yavapai, so he's kind of been able to lay his roots and get the offensive philosophies and that side of things kind of nailed down and hammered in, not only with the recruiting class but then with returners.
Ryan Kogel with us today on the Team Sports Network. And so we'll just from an overview standpoint, we don't have to focus on individual guys if you don't want to, Ryan. But, you know, certainly from a pitching standpoint, it's been really good, almost as impressive as your offense, 3.79 ERA. Noah Scott's got a 6-0 start to the season. Buddy Brands is 5-0 for you. Logan Olson, he's 7-0 to start the season. Your pitching has been every bit as good as your bats so far.
I think probably our biggest growth this year has been on that pitching side. So, and that's kind of what I thought going in was we were going to have to really, not necessarily improve. We're just going to have to really grow and continue the learning process because a lot of these guys are new. And I don't care what Division I school you transferred from or what your high school accolades were. College baseball is a different beast, and if you haven't played a ton of college baseball, you just need to do it. You just don't know what you don't know until you get in and do it. And so the numbers are arguably impressive, but I think probably the thing that continues to trend upward, I guess downward for us, however you want to look at it, would be our competitiveness in the strike zone. And we were given too many free bases to good clubs early in the year, and it bit us a couple times, but they've really started to, I think, come into their own and get some confidence and kind of realize that, you know, we've got some pretty good defenders behind us and we're going to score some runs, and I just need to do my part in attack hitters. And now I get grumpy with them and practice today or something like that. We'll talk about expanding the strike zone on purpose because, like you said, there is some guys with some good stuff, but you hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's just one right after the other so far. That's probably what I enjoy most is being able to run one right out after the other. And the depth is as much as I've seen in junior college baseball.